when they start. That is perfectly okay. Whether your goal is greater enlightenment, a more toned and muscular body, or relief from disease, there is a yoga for you. This book will serve as a guide. The philosophy of yoga has been around for 5,000 years. That's an undeniable staying power. Yoga is not just an exercise. It is a philosophy, a way of thinking rather than a religion. In ancient India, the word yoga meant union. It refers to a union of the entire self, mind, body, and spirit. This union is achieved through physical poses, frequently called asanas, although asana is just one of the many types of yoga. These poses are meant to heighten awareness of mind and body, which makes yoga a natural corollary to meditation. Today's researchers are discovering the many benefits of yoga. While it can increase spirituality, it also has the ability to heal many ailments and diseases, especially stress, immune system disorders, and heart problems. It also provides increased flexibility, which can reverse the aging process. The more vigorous yoga practices are considered cardiovascular exercises. Along with a proper diet, you will be able to lose weight. The gentler types of yoga do not have cardiovascular benefits, so remember to do additional exercises. Why are people becoming interested in yoga? The most common reason is to improve flexibility and physical health. Besides the physical benefits, yoga also boosts the mental power and paves way to spiritual enlightenment. For most, it is the spiritual awakening that turns yoga into an important part of their lives. This is a gradual but wonderful development and opportunity for personal growth. The essence of yoga is always to become a better version of oneself. Chapter 1: The Science of Yoga and Its Health Benefits. People have been practicing yoga for thousands of years. While the original purpose was to elevate to a great